From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. So many artists and creative organizations were hit so hard by the pandemic. Here we are 2.5 years later, though, and some of these artists and organizations have found a way back. One such organization is LED, and joining us today to talk more about this is the organization's artistic director, Lauren Edson, and creative director, Andrew Stensas. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Hi, Gemma.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
Absolutely. Lauren, let's start with the basics. For folks who are not familiar, what is your organization?
Yeah, so we are a performing arts company that combines dance, music, and film, and often other mediums to create what we call meaningful experiences. An LED experience can be found on a stage or in a small intimate performance in our studio or in a film. We really love to explore many different mediums.
Mm-hmm. And Andrew, your organization was definitely impacted by the pandemic. How were you able to reemerge?
Well, we keep a small ship. So we have about 3 people on staff full-time, myself, Lauren, and an administrator or a development person. But mm-hmm. so we're pretty nimble. So when it came to having to shift into a different gear for the sake of preservation, we didn't have a giant ship to pivot with.
Yeah, to have to navigate.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, and your organization, I think, is so interesting because there are so many different elements to it. I know this is a short interview today, so I want to make sure that we talk about your upcoming performance at the Morrison Center. Lauren, it's called Kid Lightning. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Kid Lightning is a brand new work that is all original music, which Andrew composed, and all original dance and theatrics. It follows a group of contestants on a game show set within the 1970s, all vying for the title of Kid Lightning. So it's got some definite, lots of theatrics. The thing that's exciting about the work is to take themes of celebrity and stardom and kind of flip them on their head, and have the host actually has some other things in mind than actually crowning a winner. So I think that there is kind of the conflict and the intrigue in our mind, and the challenge of creating original work through movement, which is often it's somewhat of a more difficult medium to tell story, because we're not using language, we're using our physical mm-hmm. bodies. And we even created a bigger challenge in the any word spoken is in gibberish. So it's it's a really fun and unique entry point into the work, and really relies on the abilities of the performers to tell a story and to tell a really captivating one.
And Andrew, I only have about 30 more seconds with you, so get the information out as to when the performance will be.
Yes, November 19th and 20th at the Morrison Center.
All right. And tickets available through the Morrison Center, or can they go to your organization as well?
Yeah, go to ledboise.com/tickets.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much. My apologies for such a short interview, but I'm so glad we could have you on and reintroduce you to our audience and what you are doing in our community. We appreciate both of you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.